Morning Edition continues. I'm Kevin Willis. The Kentucky Supreme Court yesterday struck down a law that made changes to one of the country's worst-funded public pension systems. The state's Democratic Attorney General called it a landmark win for all public servants, while the Republican governor warned the ruling would destroy the financial condition of the state. Lisa Autry has more reaction in this report.
Flanked by leaders of the Kentucky Education Association and State Fraternal Order of Police, Attorney General Andy Beshear quickly assembled a news conference from his Frankfort office. Beshear, who filed the lawsuit challenging the pension law, called the ruling an important win for good government and transparency.
An 11-page sewer bill can never again become a 291-page pension bill and pass in just 6 hours without legislators even having the opportunity to read it. From this day forward, the legislature has to act in the light of day and never again under the cover of night.
Governor Bevin has warned the pension plans are on the brink of bankruptcy without reforms. In his own news conference, he called the decision by the high court an unprecedented power grab by activist judges.
This is a poke in the eye, a kick in the teeth, and a stab in the back to our legislature, the men and women who are elected by the people to make the laws of this commonwealth.
State lawmakers introduced and passed the pension bill in one day near the end of this year's legislative session. Beshear sued, arguing the legislature violated the state constitution by not voting on the proposal three times over three separate days. Bevin argued lawmakers didn't need to do that because they had substituted the bill for an unrelated one that already had the required votes. The state's high court sided with the attorney general in a unanimous decision. The ruling could have political consequences. Bevin is up for re-election next year, and Beshear is one of the Democratic candidates vying to replace him. The GOP governor called Beshear's lawsuit self-serving and political.
This problem still exists. It's now worse than it was a few hours ago. There's no cause for celebration. It may, in someone's estimation, help them politically, but it's screwing Kentucky.
Andy Beshear, the son of former Kentucky Governor Steve Beshear, rejected the notion that his lawsuit was political.
Everyone seems to view our world right now as right versus left, but this is right versus wrong.
The controversial pension legislation moved all new teacher hires into a hybrid system, similar to a 401k-style plan. The law also restricted how teachers use sick days to calculate their retirement benefits. Teachers responded by shutting down schools across the state and traveling to the state capitol by busloads to protest. Educator Kim Coomer responded to the ruling from her classroom at the Warren County Area Technology Center.
I think it's a great day for those of us who are public servants, and hopefully this sent a message loud and clear to legislators that you cannot do backdoor deals and do things in the dark, because eventually they're all going to come to light.
Coomer is president of the Warren County Education Association. The retirement systems for teachers and public sector workers went underfunded for decades, coupled with poor investments and returns. The state is now at least $38 billion short of the money it needs to pay future benefits. Governor Bevin says the plans can't return to solvency without structural changes. But as lawmakers go back to the drawing board next month when the 2019 session begins, Coomer thinks the solution is new sources of revenue.
They need to go back and they need to continue to fully fund, like they did this last session, our pensions. I'm not exactly sure where they're going to find it, but we're going to have to put our heads together and come up with some things.
It's unclear how the legislature will respond when the session opens in early January. They could try to pass the bill again without using the legislative maneuver the court ruled unconstitutional. Coomer says she and fellow teachers are ready to organize again.
The teachers are alert. They woke a sleeping lion.
For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.